when we pulled the financials for this year, sales were down 40%, which is kind of, I think, standard across any retail sales, but individual donations were down by 20%. And we had the last few grants that we'd written were turned down, were rejected, because there is so much competition out there right now, because people are, you know, nonprofits of all sorts are really, really struggling and trying to figure out a way to survive. You know, we're completely volunteer run, even myself, the executive director, the development director, and all of our fabulous volunteers who work just like a job have show up every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday and whatnot to work. So when your people are already working for free, it's sort of like, where else do we cut? You know, what else do we do? And so we really felt that the best way to honor what Bare Hands had been and to honor the artists we'd shown in the past was to just end at the end of a good year, a strong year. We've had some great events that we're so proud of, some great programs. So we decided the best thing would be to just go ahead and end it and do one final holiday show, the Shine Show.
Do you ever see maybe a disconnect between, you know, some of these events you have where you have a really good turnout? Say you have maybe 200 people turn out for a show opening, but that doesn't necessarily translate into people either making individual donations or buying work from these artists who have their work on display.
Yeah, we have often said that if Bare Hands could turn its the enthusiasm of its people into dollars, we would have 12 galleries and we'd all be retiring in the Caribbean. So there is a disconnect, and it's a struggle that I don't really have the answers to. It's an incredible honor, incredibly humbling to have 200 to even 500 sometimes people who show up to support you at an event, at an art opening, at a fundraiser. We've always tried to keep our fundraisers at a more affordable level because our audience is people who are, you know, middle class incomes and lower. And so we've tried to reach out to that base as best we could. So we will draw a really big audience, but we often have people who can't afford. And then sometimes there are people who just enjoy the celebration and get caught up in it, who maybe give you a dollar in the tip jar or $5 in the donation bucket, who just believe that you'll always be there, or believe that there's someone else who is your angel patron that's, you know, underwriting with a check for $20,000 or $30,000 every year. But those angel patrons are few and far between. And we've had lots of angels, but never those angel patrons. But no, you know, no bitterness there. We chose to keep going and to embrace who we were and what we were.
I'm trying to find the word for this, but you seem, I guess, pragmatic about what's happening. Just seeing the reactions and reading some of the reactions of the artists who have shown in Bare Hands, and some of the people who have patronized the gallery over the years, people are sad about this happening.
Right.
What's your message to them?
I love you all. I thank you so much. We are so, so incredibly grateful. I still have to pinch myself when I look at the fact that I've spent the last decade of my life working with visual artists. Not really what I ever would have planned, but it has been magnificent for me. I've learned a lot about myself. I've learned that I really like rolling up my shirt sleeves and working with different personalities, that I absolutely hope to spend the rest of my life building community in some way, shape, or form. I think that's my purpose. I'm not sure how it will manifest itself down the road, but I have loved every bit of it, from the worst of times to the best of times. Without all of them, the patrons, the artists, there would have been no Bare Hands.
You have this this stable of artists who've shown in Bare Hands. You have this group of volunteers who help run the gallery. Do you hope that maybe in some form or fashion they'll pick up the mantle and carry on somewhere?
That would be exciting. I have no, I would not push that on them. If some of them do, that would be great. Some of them certainly have the talent and the skill to do it. If they don't do it, I think there is this beautiful group of artists that hopefully will find homes in some of the other galleries. I hope that it'll be a real boon for other galleries to say, oh, here's this Bare Hands person that I can bring in. That would be my hope. But you may be right. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody in the Bare Hands family or somebody tied fairly closely to it said, hey, I want to open a either for-profit or non and try to focus my time and energy on Birmingham artists.